Hey guys, get ready for the best Chinese New Year ranking you're ever gonna need. You might wanna sit down for this. Let's go!
Oi, sit down la.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of You Might Wanna Sit Down For This. Before we start, we just wanna wish everyone a...
Xin Nian Fa Cai!
What's the best one you guys know? The wish.
Don't blame me, I got, we know Jack Squad, man.
Let's try.
Okay, one by one. Yeah. We start with the ones who don't know, man.
Senior Rooney.
Sound like our colleague.
Senior Rooney.
Senior Rooney.
Once Ru Yi.
Okay.
That's one.
Bubu Gao Shen.
Whoa.
Hey. What does that mean?
It means milk. Greater heights.
Every step you take is greater heights.
Okay. Give Hokkaido.
Who crossed me?
No one just say.
Wait, I doubt. I want to see you. I want to see which people.
Kevin Hua Zai. Simple one. Kong Si Fa Zai.
In Sabah, they all say how?
Kevin Hua Zai.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a very simple one, Sabah.
Is there any more that we need to know?
Salamat Hali Jina.
Oh, yeah.
Nian Nian Yo Yu, you know?
Nian
Nian Yo Yu is every day got fish.
Close.
Oh, my grandmother got fish.
Like, you always go balance.
Yes, go balance. Go extra. Yu means extra.
Yu is fish, no me?
Yeah, it's the same pronunciation, but different word.
Okay.
So you're actually wishing someone to always have extra. More than enough.
More than enough.
So generous.
Chinese New Year, a lot of difficult things.
A lot of difficult things.
I think it gets even more difficult when you have to zoom into the different things that you do during Chinese New Year.
Yes.
Hopefully, we're here to help you today.
Yes, and that's why today we're playing a little game. It's not really a game, we're just going to rank things that happen during Chinese New Year.
Wow. And based on our childhood trauma, it differs widely.
Yeah.
But we got great.
We've got a few things.
Yeah, we also got a great panel because on this panel today is two of the biggest Chinese New Year lovers.
Yes.
And, you guys are?
And just my back. Seven long.
I don't like one.
You don't like. You got a shrine in your room dedicated to Chinese New Year. Dude. Okay.
Damn.
I wonder who. Two and two. So, yes. You want to take it away?
Yes.
Let's do it. To introduce the panel.
First. I think we should.
Seven.
Well, I'm Desmond Penang represent.
Okay. Desmond.
Can you give us a whole year?
Still got it.
Desmond, if you guys know Desmond. No need to talk already.
Okay.
We gotta introduce.
Give us a one-liner of what your Chinese New Year is like. Like you know, like why are you here today? Yeah. What's your Chinese New Year like?
My CNY is pretty chill.
Okay.
Depends where you are in KL, right?
No lah. No. Even in Penang also.
Okay. So he's the myth buster that actually doesn't mean you go back home. He's always hang on. He's a underdog.
I don't believe him.
You are different.
Hey, wow. Every year got enough.
Yes. Every year goes enough, bro.
No. Okay, actually.
They can.
I don't believe
you.
My name is Megan. What's the second question?
Your CNY.
What is your CNY?
Depends. Before my grandparents passed away or after.
Okay.
Very big difference.
Let's do an average.
My family is very small. On my dad's side, very small. So we one time go out, one time come back, finish the
Now that you have your own family?
Even better. Stay home, one ang pao finish.
Watching.
Do people visit you?
Okay. Yeah. So my house is who ask who come. So you don't ask, don't come. But if it start to go to my wife's side, Happy New Year.
Wow, that one big.
That one Happy Chinese New Year. Damn. Cannot end one. It's Malacca's eight sibling family.
It's
really
Happy
crazy
New Year.
One. You really need to put name tag.
Need a name tag one.
For real.
Need name tag.
I'm not even kidding, bro.
You know how many cousins are?
You need name tag at the house?
Do you go back to Malacca?
The reunion.
When we need to.
We dive into this a little bit later.
Introduce.
My name is Graham. From Sabah represent.
Sabah represent.
Chinese New Year is Labuan. Wow, go back to Labuan.
Labuan. It's real Chinese New Year. If you've listened to our previous podcast,
Lang Man Sir.
If you listen to the last year's podcast, it's crazy. Visit big house. A big house.
Is it Rumah Panjang?
No. The big Datuk house, remember?
Oh, right.
Sorry, you because... That's racist.
You primarily
remind
him that he's so many.
Hey! KL people.
Not me.
Rumah Panjang is Sarawak.
He's Malaysia.
This is my wife. Nah, but she's not Rumah Panjang. Lah, you know.
Last time go, no me?
No, it's Iban actually. It's not.
You
it's
told me what you're about actually.
Sorry.
It's very hot and very hype. Very hype.
For me, I am also same family as Meghan. Yeah. Very quiet. But I've experienced Chinese New Year alone in England for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So I know what the bottom of the barrel looks like. But I'm also very open to... thank you.
Hey, but England quite hype one.
Bro,
Chinatown.
To experience the bottom again.
Yeah. It's charm. It's charm.
Well, what do people in London do? They're still Chinese.
They don't do much.
They're still Chinese.
They don't celebrate, but.
They don't celebrate, bro. It's not like they don't have
it's
a day
really,
off.
Yeah. Don't
yeah.
care.
Yeah, yeah.
But not like you want as well. You don't.
It's
when I was there, I wanted lah.
Okay. When you don't have it, right?
Yeah. Chao, my Chinese New Year reading dinner there was peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh my God. Hey, what about here? After you came back, how's Maggie, the last 2 years?
Where to find?
A bit charm also because when I came back, so before I went, my grandparents still alive. When I come back, it's
one gone.
Unalive, Leo.
One gone.
No,
you cannot say unalive. Unalive means.
Yeah, because.
This is supposed to be a hot episode.
So not as happening, lah, but it's okay. I'm not a big fan of big gatherings.
I see. Let's jump into it.
Let's jump into it. All right. I have a list of things that happens during Chinese New Year. It could be food, it could be activities.
What
we're going to do is we're going to rank each of these. And talk about it. And talk about each other's ranking.
Okay.
So we're going to rank it in five categories. You know the color, you know how they rank games and stuff?
For those
S tier.
S.
Yeah.
Top.
S tier.
S, A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Worst is D.
F.
Okay. Why don't we just be really Chinese?
Okay.
A plus, A, B, and C.
S, A, B, C, D.
Okay. S, nigga ma. For those listening, why don't you rank along with us to see what you are? Hey, why not? If you are watching this on YouTube,
As we go, you comment.
Yeah. So you help us help you. Okay, very good. Let's go.
We read all the comments.
Okay.
We're going to start it easy.
Nice.
First category.
Wow.
Low sang.
Oh my gosh.
Let's start with Mingyu.
This one don't play.
Food. Oh.
Okay, I'll be honest. S, A, B, C, D. D is lowest. I'll give this a C for me.
Okay.
I'm not a big partaker of low sang. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm actually the founding. I'm the origin senior and founding senior pastor of this thing called the Yisang Ghosting. It's a trend that I created many years ago that when you're too far away from the Yisang, you just move your chopsticks in the air. And a lot of people have been doing this. So I think it's important y'all know who is the founder. That's me. Thank you. But Yisang for me, I'm not the biggest fan. It's I.
What the hell?
For me, it's a D.
Whoa!
Hey, F both of you lah!
I don't like Yisang.
Yeah.
The plum sauce is what? Like sweet and it's just like...
I understand.
But
you definitely say you ever tried his.
I think also same.
Your one is somebody buy the packet one and open. Yeah. No wonder lah.
If not how?
No, but everyone also buy.
Yeah, everyone buy.
Sorry, you're right.
What about you?
S tier.
S tier?
Yisang?
A-S-S got
I can eat this. Yeah. I'll eat that also. But hey, sorry, what? Yisang,
why?
Because my father's side, back when my grandmother's still alive, is a very big family tradition. My father's side, they will make all the ingredients by hand. So our Yisang is really different. God level Yisang one. Got salmon inside 1 year, got other thing inside another year.
Not same family.
Opinions are very different.
But Mingyu doesn't like this shit.
Same family.
Hey, Mingyu also doesn't like porridge. So just putting it there. He doesn't like a few Asian dishes But personally, because we grew up with this Yisang, you are right. If I had to eat the same stuff that everyone eat out of the packet one, I really don't like.
Gali,
but it's because it's my family one, it's really good. I can eat Yisang for 3 meals in a row.
That's crazy.
Usually, I just pick the quick crunchy. The
pop choy. It's called pop choy.
That's all.
You don't even take the salmon. Because it's a cheap ass salmon.
Yeah.
You all don't know the good life. That's why.
Sorry.
I'll revive this one and make you all eat.
Tonight.
Not tonight. Ooh. I got no time.
Then, yeah?
Well, you know my answer. For
seven
me,
bird.
If I'm going to eat it, it's straight up D.
D, yes.
If I'm going to play with it, S. Okay. But if I'm going to clean up, D.
That's right. That's right. Another reason why I put it as C, right, for me, yeah, is because like you essay 100% when you start. When you eat, right, it's only about 15%. Because yeah, 75%, 85% is off the table already.
Yeah. I just like to do the off the table thing.
You're what mad. The hell, man? And
throw at people also. Yeah. But I usually do it on people's hands because
you lift up and let go. So bad, lady.
You know, sometimes it goes too long to a point where everyone is just,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's really you. Right.
Question. You're supposed to wish things when you low,
yes,
is it?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you saying?
You're supposed to toast it. As so high
your wishes,
as you can,
your wishes wish low into the sang.
Wow.
Okay, swiftly moving forward. Swiftly. Next one, low sang. It's average. It's
I like
D.
How we started. Everybody is about D. Yeah.
Shut your arm ass there, bro. Obviously.
I also like that one. But
obviously,
not
we like Chinese
singers. Oh, shit. No!
Oh, yeah. Okay, next one. House visit. Let's start with
this one quite different from everybody.
Wow, I'm a D, man.
D, you why? Are a D.
Because nowadays I don't get, you know.
I give, man. Damn. Okay. Better don't come my house.
I might keep my rider will receive it. Rider is my boy. But to give, because I only got one, and usually they got a few kids.
Yeah, cannot ROI one.
It's not okay, worth.
Okay. Do you like calculate? Okay,
no lah.
Rather might get.
Usually just go out. Because my parents is the one that decide, my right? Just
yeah,
go
yeah,
along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's tiring. And then because the schedule, usually you go according to like your relative schedule. Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes yeah, if the you key is tired. And really just. I'm so suffocation, man.
Oh, that's suffocation. Okay.
Shit. Yeah, so D for me.
B.
Whoa.
Because it improved over the years. Because like last time, it was damn hardcore. La. It got how many house every day. Because I was first grandson. I think Miu was a bit too young at the time. So Miu get carried everywhere. But I remember very clearly. Cute, eh? I remember very clearly when a lot of our relatives were still alive. All right, this was like quite last time. We went to so many houses. And you know, Malaysia is so hot already, right?
Yeah.
It's so hot.
It's true.
And it's like, true. I think the biggest thing is not that it's a problem. I don't understand Chinese. Yeah. So even if I go to people's house, I cannot, I'm like a stranger there because I don't know what is happening for every house visit. You just sit there and wait.
It's true.
Just sit there and wait.
I think the chip in is that because there's no purpose there. Yeah. You go there, just literally just take an ampao. You sit there, watch Astro. Yeah. If they have Astro.
Yeah. I mean, eat a bit lah. Eat the kuih lah, right?
It's repeated throughout all 10 houses.
But I think younger that time. Yeah. But today, I think it's a bit more meaningful because you got to visit the relatives.
Yeah.
Then you can bring your kids. Then they have some fun. But honestly, because of the weather, wow. Very, your happy new year. In Chinese New Year, Malaysia, either too hot or raining one. How,
yes,
how
exactly.
To play, how to play
so,
this?
So, meet. B.
Meet. But I don't mind if they come my house and visit. That one, no problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, that's why it's a B for me.
Okay.
All right. For me, it's S tier.
I knew it!
S tier.
It's S tier.
Your ROA is crazy, bro.
I think the craziest one was one time, my uncle actually got a lorry one. So, like
what
those.
The shit.
Those Tongtong Chiang lorry. Like
to bring your relatives.
Lion dance.
Yeah, the lorry, like the lion dance will go on one. So some years you will use it run to like some temple, but there's one year, all the cousin relative, we go behind the lorry, we go visit.
The police never stop you all.
No, Chinese year, they're resting.
You'll go to the where the lion dance is gonna perform also to visit other people.
No, we follow like on the lorry. It's not even car. Wow, like, all the cousins, all the relatives go onto the lorry. Then my uncle fetched all of us to go and get ampau.
Really, next level,
bro. This
S tier.
S tier.
Honestly, if you had a family like that, I can understand why there's S tier.
It's fine.
Fun together,
lah. Because it's like rombongan, bro.
Yeah. It's a right? Rombongan.
But hype rombongan.
And also, if you're close to cousins and all, right?
Yeah, if you speak really the same fun. Language,
yeah. Yes.
Also, yeah, that. I see.
What about you?
I'm going to rank it quite low as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think for me, it's about a C or D as well. Just the general heat. And also, like, it's usually the same questions that I always ask on. Hey, yao fei ah. Hey, when ki fan, you know? Hey, it's boring ah. Like,
hey, lou zhou an di.
I'm making ki fan ah.
Hey, long bai.
Zhong mei yao ring.
Ya asam. Still alive ah. You know, like the kind of question lah. Like, how you want to
saw the anti?
Hey, one leg in eh.
No, you should do ah. Saw the anti. Hey, what? Make it fun. Like you all waiting for you lah.
Yeah.
Hey, you chai oh.
For everyone who doesn't understand Chinese, basically, it's a lot of questions that aunties that membawang want to ask you.
Yeah.
And honestly, the answers and the questions are always the same. So sometimes you don't know, why are we still doing this tango?
But do you think that, like, hey, you dive deep, right? Like, their intention is like trying to strike a conversation with
it's
you.
The maybe. Awkward, like, maybe. They got no thing, nothing to say.
It is. Honestly, okay. Like, to say to strike a conversation, okay. But why sometimes, right? They see you or you see someone else. Oh, they're going to look at your face. Oh, your daughter's so fat already.
Hey, but
what you want me to do?
So, but I don't know. Okay, I don't know. But Chinese, because there's a thing that they cannot commend you. Because you would jinx it.
Yeah.
There's such a thing.
Yeah, you cannot.
Like, if your face is very pretty and all. Like,
say, wow, what happened to your face?
You stop there.
So it's like...
There's one auntie also did that.
No, go stuff like that one. Like you,
your face.
On, yeah. Like, you know how they say you cannot clean your house? You have to hang the thing upside down, that kind of thing. It's this kind of like weird taboo, like you cannot compliment people.
Yeah, bantang.
Yeah.
It's, but more often than not, it come out like, whoa, hot.
It's like, basically it's a fact.
Well, I wish someone told me this, then maybe the trauma is also heavy in my life.
Have you heard of the bantang of like, if there's someone in your house pass away, then you cannot celebrate Chinese New Year.
100 days. 100 years.
Days.
100 years and who celebrate lah? New.
Like the minute someone die, right?
That just triggers pain, bro.
Shut down.
No more Chinese New Year though.
I heard of this.
Where was that? I was going to say something. I think is the, what really sweetens or doesn't sweeten this is, does your Chinese family engage in awkward small talk? Or they don't have anything in common, they have to ask you these questions. I think that is the one that highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, that's
why. For me, that's why it's a detail. I don't really care for it.
Mine's okay.
Yours okay.
But you care, yeah. So you know, not everyone blessed with you like with a lorry.
Yeah. You're blessed, bro. If any of you are watching this who enjoy Chinese New Year, actually, you're blessed.
Yeah.
Come visit Laban. I bring you around.
In a lorry.
What's next?
I love the experience there, though.
I want to go. Legit, I want to go.
Now, no more like law. Just a few cars.
Now,
a few cars. But that was like highlight.
But I have to say, after I got married into, and we have a Suyen's family, my relatives that speak English now a lot more.
Wow.
Very fun now. He come on a truck with Musang King.
Whoa.
So he's very on one. Wow, you speak English? I speak English also. Wow. Ang pao. It's okay, you marry, you still take my ang pao. Oh, okay. I think, very, okay, I understand.
I want to go.
What the hell, you want the money or the Musang King?
Money, I told you.
Next category. Leftover food from the 30th night.
What was the 30th night?
Like, 年三十晚.
What does that mean?
Like, really, the reunion dinner.
Oh!
Leftover food from.
My grandma will never
start from then,
Okay. We don't have this tradition much.
God, what are you talking about?
My grandma just make new food.
Like, first day, second day, you still eat the food.
Hey, you're different houses, is it?
You're same house, same family. Like, they cook one pot of naan, and then you eat, then
the chicken, stew will serve again. Just heat up.
Right. Why? You don't remember, man?
I don't go for you.
What tier is it? I think this is a B tier.
Is it a good?
It's a thing.
Eat back. Okay, here's a weird comparison, but my comparison is, would I rather eat Chinese New Year food the next day or Christmas Eve dinner the next day? Like leftovers. I prefer Christmas. I feel like the flavor seal in nicer. Chinese food, I feel like, just make new one now. Don't play
just out. That's my same argument, but for like duck, right? My mama cook one, the second day,
better.
Damn nice.
Okay, fair enough.
Some of it.
But then there's also a Chinese new dish that is the leftover, put inside a pot.
Chai boy.
Yes.
Oh, shin la tong.
I like that.
Basically, shin la tong. It's also chicken rice, you all eat the shin la tong.
Whatever lap sap you can call it.
It just dump it inside.
Chai boy. It becomes
like a stew soup.
ABC.
That one nice. No, not so. It's like thick one.
It's like sour a bit, mama, right?
Yeah, chai boy.
I like that. It's so cool that there is a dish that takes leftovers to make a dish.
It's better once you
if you keep it even longer until you start to rot, then
that's the sour.
Then you eat a maggot.
That one,
that's swine.
Stop. All right.
Okay, bring on.
I don't really.
Why
have much.
You do, but you don't do.
No, because to me it's like because I grew up with my grandmother, just say this one eat, you eat. So to me, it's like, it didn't really stand out whether it's leftover or not.
He wasn't paying attention.
You just eat lah, yeah.
You just eat whatever.
My grandma didn't really make a big deal out of it because by the time we come back for lunch, it's either when we are so full from all the snack already, from visiting all people's house, you don't eat. Or if we go to my auntie's house, it's always mihun, bihun, chicken curry.
Yeah,
I
chicken
don't
curry,
think bro. We actually ate leftovers in my auntie's house. They serve new food one.
You won't know it's leftovers because you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's yesterday one. I don't know.
It is. It is.
Then it is. Yeah. Then it is. Then it is. I think to me it's like okay, B la, pass la. Okay, not really, not really big thing. Not really big thing.
It's still good.
It'll be roughly like an eight.
Wow.
Okay, bro. So cause like you know, Hokkien lang ah. Some of the CNY dishes that we have is like tutorteng. Tutorteng is the pork belly soup. It's okay. Pork tummy soup.
Stomach.
Yeah, pork stomach soup.
Soup.
The one, yeah. So we have the soup.
Slice.
Yeah, okay, the one that we eat at the chicken claypot house on. That soup. Ooh, we have that, bro. That basin, man. And Jolie will say it slaps.
It slaps, huh?
Slaps.
And then we have bang kwang cha, which is seng kwang, the goreng one.
Okay.
And then you wrap with like leaves and the daun and you eat it. Damn. That one, the next day, bus.
Bus.
Same. The bus is full. The bus is completely full. Are we using these terms right? I want to
and
die.
Then
okay.
And then we have some.
Wow, I really want to try some of that, man.
Like those duck chicken. And we had duck. I don't think so we have ducks. But we have lobak. You know what is lobak?
I effing. Wow.
No, what's the lobak? Put it lah.
Bro, lobak is wow. Lobak. Slap.
Yeah, it really slaps and you
world tour, oh, bro.
Stop. Hey, you have ngoh hiang or
not? Ngoh hiang. Wu siang. Yeah, but lobak lo. Lobak uses ngoh hiang one.
Oh, yeah. Maybe different name.
For real, don't know what lobak is. It's like
tidbits.
It's like a sausage.
It's like a Chinese sausage,
but also not.
Yeah, it's the black one. Yeah, Google lah, just Google lah.
Google lah.
And then we have also tau yu ba. So tau yu ba is like the pork. Black sauce.
The one is the peppercorn one, right?
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite Chinese dishes.
Enough with the bus.
The whole bus station cannot even move.
Stop. And all those food leftover tastes nicer. Right?
Really?
The tau yu ba leftover one is
straight
really,
up. Yes.
What I don't like leftover is steamed chicken. I don't like steamed chicken leftover.
Can I just say what I don't like leftover? Prawn.
Oh yeah, also.
Because I'm allergic.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay, next.
Playing cards with friends.
Wow, I have no memory of this.
What are friends?
friends? Bracket gambling.
Like family gambling.
Family gambling.
Friendly. I think Chinese New Year gambling is such a big tradition.
Yeah.
I don't partake, so I don't know. For me, I want to say in my mind it's probably A tier because it's fun, but I never. So realistically, I have to say it's an F for me because it doesn't exist.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. Do you say first?
S.
Yeah, I thought so.
You sure S on you?
On the back of the
lorry.
We do
this thing called Yuqi Miao Xia. So you start, let's say you start ringgit. Then you wanna feel lucky, you add 3 ringgit, you cannot go down to 2 anymore.
Wow, that's damn. Walau. Can go up, cannot go down.
Yeah, can go up, cannot
market
go down.
Just maintain that.
Ulong pupau, shut up.
My family is the same as Mingyu. We don't, last time.
It's sure same.
Last time I remember there was one time we were typing only, or something. Yeah. And then we gambled.
On my mother's side. On my mother's
side. Until my father took everyone's money, then I'm very angry that no one played it. So, I don't know if maybe that was the last time.
You guys go play the one like the Katam Polo.
What the hell is that?
It's like a
English.
You know, I don't know what is it called in English. It's like a paper, then go Katam, go prawn. Then you put money there, then they shake. There's a dice with all the symbols. Shit? And then, bro, you guys don't know this?
No, bro.
Bro, that's the most.
I know Chao Tai Ti, poker.
This is not card one. This is like a table like that. You put the money on the picture, on whatever.
And then the
person shake. Go crab, go prawn, go rooster, go coin.
So sorry, I thought the crabs were alive.
No.
Sorry, okay.
It's just picture.
I thought they're Friday.
You don't know this one?
Well, bro, I think you gamble a lot.
This one passing, really passing. Really the cousin, even uncle, come on.
You go genting on it?
No. Just at my
Ama house. Your house?
It's at my Ama house.
They all so come. Gambling then, right?
I would say for us, it's NA. Because it's really not part of our family culture.
Yeah, we don't. Okay.
But
To me, you know, gamble is a sin in Christianity.
Correct. Amen.
And I'm a sinner.
What the shit, man?
Sinner spells with what? S.
S tier.
Okay, I mean, it's just, it's very fun when you do it with your friends and relatives and all. Yeah,
so
but when we comes with like losing money, it's an effing F, man. Yeah, oh, yeah. To me, it's the, for the fun, for the fun. And you just allocate a budget, and then if you lose, it's okay.
What do you usually play?
Blackjack? I play. The pickout time is like 8, 9, right? Or 21. That's the usual because it's the easiest to manage. Right?
Start with what?
Start with S. S tier. It's really S tier. Like I feel
Not bad lah. Not bad.
As a Chinese, you guys have to learn.
Okay.
Learn
what?
You have to learn this. This
go genting, don't talk
gambling.
Don't talk go genting only.
It's different. Like Chinese New Year, I think people are ready to spend. You know,
People are okay to lose money.
People are okay to lose money. Yeah, yeah. It's the joy, it's the happiness. Yeah. And if you think about it, like if you play with the same people, right, the money just. Just transfer new.
Right.
Yeah. So it's technically giving money to people also la.
Okay.
And in our family, we have this tradition. After every time we gamble, at the end, the last round is this game where everyone will play. Even my ama will play.
Whoa.
So everyone will put 10 ringgit. So there's a pool. If like 20 people, there's 200 ringgit.
Whoa.
Then they will like wash the card. Everyone take one card. If yours is the biggest, you
like that.
That's just to end the party for everyone.
Damn.
And then after that, like the person will go and buy satay. Everybody.
Yeah. Then belanja makan, right? Yeah.
Makan. So it's just
nobody wins as well.
It's just fun. Like,
I got one uncle, he take money and he go home.
He's a start a car.
He win go,
guys, ciao.
He's always there's one uncle, right? He say like, hey, win, come back and play some more. Then when he win, he ciao.
Yeah.
S tier.
But yeah, gambling.
We all mad already.
S tier.
What's next?
All right, next one. Okay, this one. Okay lah. Growing up, I can relate, but now not really.
Huh?
Mall Chinese New Year decoration.
Oh,
God. The D tier for
me. I'll start first. I'm a very practical person, you know. Yeah. If I'm lazy to keep right, then don't put it up at all.
I like that. Wait, do you say mall?
No, shopping mall. Do you go to malls to like, shit. One you put what this year?
Don't care, honestly.
Really, nah.
Detail for me.
Hey, I know a lot of people, they do ranking for the malls for this year.
They go for competition actually, yeah. Yeah.
So like, malls, like a lot, I know Pavilion wins a lot. Because Pavilion, of course, is built for it, man.
It's mad.
One of Tama also.
Hanging Dragon, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But to me,
do you like it?
F. You know why? It intrude into Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's true.
Then
the 26th and change.
Yeah, 26 one year they just use the Christmas tree, then they put the orange on it. Wow. I cannot.
You also?
To me, it's just irrelevant. Like, you have it or not, I don't care really.
It got mood, but you know,
And then they play the song.
F.
Actually, we should do another series ranking all the Chinese songs.
Everything is F for me.
Hey, there's some bangers.
I was literally gonna say that I don't mind the deco. I think it's very nice. Some of the deco is very beautiful. When it's not disgusting, it's beautiful. Right? The thing that F's me up is the damn music.
Hey, it's passing.
You need to have a certain
Chinese new music.
I think you need to have a certain preference if you like Chinese new music.
Because why can't it be beautiful like Raya music? Raya music is damn beautiful, man.
Oh, it's nice. Like, I want to sing along. Relaxing
Chinese new music. Me want to.
Hey, there's some nice Astro ones.
Maybe
like
S tier, man.
Banger.
Banger.
You know,
okay.
打日子一个
It's been bro. Played way too many times.
I will only watch
every year.
I will only watch Chinese new music if it's like my friends making their own music video. Then okay lah, listen lah. Like
next year we make. Next year we
like make. Last year got this duo make. Apple's okay. Wow, China, bro.
Banger.
Straight up certified banger.
This year got Honey by the Pongs. They make their new one. You see?
Just guess it. No.
We all dance together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I will watch Chinese new music only if like my friends want.
More. I am very happy that I was in New Zealand and I just came back. So I didn't see any Chinese new year shit.
Okay.
The minute I got back and I saw Chinese new year shit, I lost it. I'm like, oh my God. F. So I was happy I didn't see. So for me, deco
I don't know
is
why.
D. Deco is D.
You both deco. Were right, man.
Deco starts with D. Okay. Yeah. Swiftly moving on.
Next.
Celebrating in KL.
I mean, S tier.
Cannot relate.
S tier for me.
S tier.
S-O.
Desmond, have you ever?
Yeah, have you?
No,
right?
I have been away for holiday, like back in Irene's Kampong instead. In Kuching.
But you've never celebrated KL before?
No, never celebrated KL. Yeah.
It's a thing. No, it's really a thing. KL is the emptiest during Chinese New
Year. Yeah, it's true.
I really like it. Like, you can sit down on the highway road.
That's why the KL locals is really S tier.
Oh, S tier.
Everywhere got space.
Parking, why S can go?
No worries.
You've never been in KL during Chinese New Year?
There was once that which is the holiday. So I stayed for 1-2 days at this. My parents traveled down. And it was just quiet. Yeah.
I really like it.
I'm okay.
Like you can go to the mall, right? And then like a lot of things are closed. This is the only time you see shops in the mall are closed.
Yeah.
Chinese New Year. But then like, it's so nice because you can walk into anywhere. You can park anywhere. It's amazing. I love it.
Sounds
D.
Good.
F actually.
What F?
Yeah. I think I will be depressed. Sad.
Yeah. What, really? I think so.
Yeah. I look forward to Chinese New Year. I look forward to going back actually. By the time this video goes out,
what if like one day, right?
Yeah.
Like let's say like this year, you suddenly for some reason.
Hey, actually got.
Your tickets cancel.
COVID the time.
COVID.
Okay, like, at home, bro.
Like let's say like your flight ticket cancel and then like no flights today.
It cannot.
And then you are in KL for Chinese New Year. What you think you feel?
Not to that extent.
Like
but
you said you like forced to celebrate in KL. How?
I think that it won't happen. I will like scold people. I will find a way. I have to go back.
Scold people. That's the
like,
solution.
At the airport, I will shout. Last year, I'm not sure if you guys remember, there was one time my flight got delayed for Chinese New Year.
You shout them.
It's like Batik Air.
Let's call it out, man.
Super long one. I was so angry. I scolded the person. So
damn.
I have to go back. I'm going to be late for Chinese New Year.
Damn.
I cannot be late.
You are
there. That's a short film right there.
Karen.
You
guys.
Are the Chinese New Year advertisement.
Bro, I'm not a Karen. I just love Chinese New Year. Oh, okay. Let's do two more. Then we wrap up. Okay. One more is next one. Screaming kids.
F that shit.
Hey, this one go baby. This one also go baby.
Both school.
Two on two.
I don't like this one.
I both school. What is it for?
Chinese New Year, not Chinese New Year, no difference to me.
Yeah, actually, it's true. It's for true. Parents, right?
What the difference? Hell?
If your thing is Chinese New Year every day for me, man.
Yeah, man. Every day, dong dong jiang.
I don't think it's a Chinese New Year thing for me. I don't hear a lot of screaming kids during Chinese New Year.
Really? My house a lot, though.
Because I'm not come back, right?
I think that is the
big family thing, so?
Yeah, that's the S tier and then the job hazard.
Yeah.
You have this, you must have this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
the pros and the cons, you know?
Yeah.
Suffer a bit.
When you go to Suyen's side, got.
The Tuyang, and it just sounds the same.
Oh, means starting
to everywhere is noisy already. It's just noisy already.
They got those like run around, then super sweaty.
No.
Then
no,
they come
no.
and wish you, Kosi Fatai, then they hug your leg.
No,
it's just a patch of like,
yuck.
The face sweat, the face.
That's crazy. No,
this year, I prepare cough syrup. Yeah.
No.
Huh? And then they will sleep.
No.
Oh, so you think how I jaga rider? Hey, I'm kidding, Hey!
Why? Who making noise?
You can't
make noise! What the heck, man?
That's genius.
This is mad.
It's not.
It's not.
Don't have. I got no experience in it.
Can't really relate this.
Yeah, any.
Okay.
Screaming kids is normal.
I mean, to me, it's what? Because I have kids, right?
Yeah.
In those days, so it's normal. Like kids have fun. They go around.
Yeah, run around.
Rather than being outside, run around, than being in a living room and then screaming and all while I'm watching TV, you know?
Yeah, run around.
It's true.
Go out there, man. It's okay, have fun.
But I'm sure there are families who like the fact that there are many children.
Yeah, it's rowdy.
Noise.
Yes.
Like to them, it's like I know grandparents, them like,
correct.
Yeah, correct.
Well, I want it's my true. House to be noisy.
Loud job, yeah.
Because girl got few.
Yeah.
For me, like, wow, don't let me slap these kids. You know? Oh, see, your family is like, you like noisy kids.
Crazy. You like noisy kids. Wow. You like sweaty noisy kids a lot.
Don't. Damn, you love Ryan, man, bro.
Okay. Last category.
Okay, last one.
Speaking of screaming kids, what do you guys feel about Chinese New Year naps?
S tier.
Chinese New Year naps.
You don't take naps during Chinese New Year?
I don't nap in general.
I also. Really missing is it a Chinese New Year time?
Really missing out.
Yes. I mean, it's on the list, so it's a thing.
Wow. Sure. I think, bro, I'm on the same
it's
side.
It's busting, bro.
This is the whole station. Cannot move on.
Jam, you know.
Smooth so
I like
much.
It when my kids nap.
So yes,
okay.
I was still when my kids
sleep. What's your memory of this?
My memory of this is you go out, you visit house, you come back, damn hot, you eat, nap, wake up, repeat.
Sounds
it's like a break.
Sounds
like a Barbie.
It's a break in between, bro. It's a break in between.
Maybe to me, it has never stood out because it's like non-stop. My parents are nap there, I just see TVO.
Okay. For us, it's because it's usually like 2-3 days. Like,
right.
1-2-3, okay, then okay, it's okay, like okay, back okay, to back.
Okay, okay. Back to back.
You gotta recharge before you get the next ampao, you know?
I guess for me, when I sit S tier just now so fast, right? Maybe I wasn't thinking specifically Chinese New Year.
Just nap in
just
general.
Just naps in general, S tier.
But anytime
I do have a couple of memories. Because last time, we know when Ming and I were younger, my uncle from Singapore and my auntie from America will come back. So all the cousins will be in Bangsa, yeah, with my grandparents' place. And then when we go, like he said, we'll go and visit like 2-3 houses in the morning and then come back. And then it's always when you come at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, right? The house hot like shit. No,
yes.
Bro.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then all the parents are like, go to sleep upstairs.
No aircon also?
No aircon, bro.
No aircon.
So we all go upstairs and it's sleep. Aircon, knock out there. They're like, wake up lah. Sleep so long for what? You ask us to sleep.
Then got lying here.
Then wake up. Then go downstairs. Yeah. Help to scoop the rice. Then sorry. But then now, right? For me, because like at this age now, when I don't have anyone to visit, it's so good, right? Because like, I go out. We eat, like my family now, right? For Chinese New Year makan, right? We will go and eat like KFC pizza or like, you know, like the first day, we go cafe. I remember last year we went to a cafe to eat Chinese New Year. And people like, y'all Chinese are y'all? Like, yes. After that, go home, I sleep out. Damn, chat song.
Nap is like
busting.
Bust.
I think it's the weather.
Busting,
I think it's the weather.
My dad will go to people's house and sleep one. Yeah. So like,
what? Repeat that again.
My dad will sleep in people's house.
One of our uncle house.
Just go and sleep. Yeah.
They're talking to him. Hey, so hoa. Talking halfway, I'm telling story. My father says,
yeah.
Then hey, sing ah. Yeah. You do this.
Mm. Yeah. You're praying, is it?
Number one, yeah.
Number one, you just find a chair and then sleep. So I think napping is a very big thing for him, but not for us.
S-tier. I think naps are just.
It's S-tier.
Definitely that's S-tier.
No.
I think it's a D for me. I feel like D, nap is a waste of time.
Waste of time, really.
So you see, I have a theory. Mingan used to nap like shit when he was younger.
Oh.
Mingan, every day. Because my grandma. Sleep them long. Right. But I feel the minute you become a parent, the minute got a free time. Wouldn't sleep.
I never nap. I just slept very late. I will wake up after lunch at 2 o'clock.
No, but you also go back to sleep.
Then life is like this, you know.
Maybe he treated it nice. Because it's so long, it's a sleep. It's not a nap.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because I know that if I go to nap, the thing that I don't like about napping is not sleeping. It's when I wake up that time, right? It's like very like, disorienting
for me, right?
So I don't know, like,
what is bussin or the feeling?
No, what the heck?
For me, it's high. Oh, like if I wake up, I'm not sure who I am, where am I?
Or what this?
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't like the disoriented feeling. It's very disorienting. Yeah.
Questions for fathers. All right. Let's say your kid goes to sleep, and you have 2 hours. Would you rather sleep or do something?
Banging
play game, man.
What? Sorry? What did he say? Wait, what? What did he say?
That's a banging.
I got nothing to say, man.
Okay. Come back.
Okay. Rap,
all right, everyone. That's how we ranked each of these categories. Let us know.
I'm very interested to hear what your ranking is for these things. Because even from the same family, very different.
Actually, after this episode, I'm not sure if you're
different experiences.
Your same family.
Yeah. Not sure. Different experiences.
But yes, let us know what you think. Let us know about your favorite memory in each of these categories as well. We read all the comments. So tell us. And to end the episode,
yes,
let's share what you guys look forward to the most this Chinese New Year. What's the plan? Like, what are you guys doing? Like, what haps? Anyone? No, you guys not doing anything.
I think only you look forward to Chinese New Year.
You're just deep thought, man.
Just went down.
Because our sister just got married.
Okay, shut up.
So we won one whole round of relatives already.
Okay.
And then some more is not going to be as big as that already. So Chinese New Year is going to be smaller. But one, I guess now to look forward to is because some of my cousins have kids already and some of my in-laws have kids. It's just like, okay, now all the cousins can play together. That's it. That's really it.
I know what I'm looking forward to. Rest.
But you don't nap.
Not sleeping, Latif.
Not doing anything.
Yeah, just from work. Like away from work for a while because it's been hectic.
For you, man.
For past year, right? Mm. So, and then this is going to be like just a 1 week of this total rest and it's just chill.
Right.
Family. Yeah,
I agree with you. Again, because like we don't have many family plans. I'm excited just for the entire week off. We're not technically off, but I know that the clients are.
Yeah.
So then for us, it's off for us.
It's true.
I'm just looking forward to just chilling hard. Man.
Oh my God.
Yes. Chilling hard.
Yep.
Damn, look at us. We're just a bunch of workaholics, I think. Hey, it's true because...
What a way to...
Because that's what I'm going to say
because
also.
Because that's what I was going to say also. Like, I was telling one of my friends is that I feel like I haven't had a new year yet. Yeah, like, from December same. Until December. January doesn't feel like, wow, you know?
You drag on. Yeah.
This is like December part
two. It's still December. Yeah, it's true, it's still feels like December. So for me personally also, I'm looking forward to just 1 week of like, don't talk to me. You know?
Just don't reply the messages.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to play some video games and just like...
Shit, let's do it, man.
Just make coffee and sleep, bro.
Don't have PC back home.
Okay, I mean...
Lock and loaded now.
Kong Hei Fa Choy to everyone.
Yes, Kong Hei Fa Choy.
I hope you guys have a great CNY this year. If you want to send us ang pao, let us know. We will put our PO box in the bottom. We don't
just
have
do
a PO
it now
box.
To me,
I feel like, you know how takeaway, like we've done Christmas events in the past?
Yeah.
I feel like 1 year, we should do Chinese really event. Push ourselves to do a Chinese
but
New
Year.
But
who will be around?
Yeah, we don't do 2 weeks before.
We do either way before or like at the end of Chinese New Year. People are with family. Earlier. Like, because we are so not Chinese.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're not.
Shit.
We're so not.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
Chinese.
Do it.
Like, in my brain, I don't know what it's going to look like. And because I'll just be cringing the whole time. Like,
hey, but I think it'll be nice.
It'll be so funny.
Let comment, us know. Yeah, if, comment. Yeah, comment down below. Let us know if we should do a takeaway Chinese New Year gathering or party.
Sure.
We do like a fat low sang.
If there are like 50 people who voted yes,
done.
Then
it will happen next year.
Yes. And with that, that's been another episode of You Might Want to Sit Down for This.
We want to wish you and your family Kong Hei Fa Choy.
Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Drive safe, eat safe, gamble safe, don't gamble, drink
don't
safe.
Don't gamble. Be responsible.
Be responsible.
See you guys in the next episode. Kong Hei Fa Choy.
See you.
Oi, sit down lah.